Good morning, Columbus County. This is Daryl Jackson with your CCN local news. A Bolton firefighter truck was damaged Friday after a woman drove into the fire truck on US 74 near NC 211. The engine was on the scene of a grass fire that had caused dense smoke to obscure the road. The automobile was overturned. One firefighter and the driver sustained minor injuries. Meanwhile, rifles, shotguns, and narcotics were seized during a raid this past Wednesday near Whiteville. The Columbus County Sheriff's Office said in a press release, Danny Mitchell Williams, 55, of 93 Fox Street, was held on a $150,000 secured bond, charged with multiple felonies ranging from trafficking to possession of a firearm by a felon. You can see more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. A Honey Hill man is facing multiple larceny charges. Irvin Nunez was arrested by the Columbus County Sheriff's Office this past Wednesday. He is the suspect in a series of thefts in Hallsboro and Sellerstown. He's being held under a secure bond with more charges possible. Two men, including a murder suspect, were arrested after a fight on the Southeastern Community College campus this past Wednesday. Kason Johnson, 46, and Johnny Mears, age 41, were arrested after Johnson allegedly tried to attack Mears' wife on the SCC campus. Mears was allegedly carrying a handgun at the time. He faces charges of possession of a firearm on school grounds. Johnson was charged with communicating threats, marijuana possession, and a threatening phone call. Both men were also charged with simple affray. Columbus County Commissioners tonight will honor the 7-year-old who saved his month-old sibling's life with the help of a 911 operator. The telecommunicator instructed Jadil Hewitt on how to perform CPR while an ambulance was en route to the children's Bolton home. In news from across North Carolina, state health officials reported 2 pediatric flu deaths this past Wednesday, the first of the season. Health and Human Services is urging parents of eligible children to have their little ones vaccinated against the flu. Democrats in the North Carolina General Assembly are pushing 2 bills to limit law enforcement's role in immigration enforcement in some locations. The bills are a response to the Trump administration crackdown on illegal immigration. House Bill 78 would prohibit law enforcement agencies and officers from assisting immigration and customs enforcement in making immigration arrests at religious institutions, schools, and hospitals. House Bill 80 similarly would prohibit immigration enforcement on North Carolina farmland and construction sites. Neither bill is expected to make it to a floor vote. And a reminder, it's almost baseball season. The Wolfpack Optimist Dixie Youth Baseball Showcase is Saturday, March 1st. Registration ends this Saturday. You can contact Jonathan Souls at 910-234-5906 to sign up. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, I'm Daryl Jackson reporting.